You're listening to SBS News.
11 new citizens from 6 different countries have taken the oath at an intimate ceremony in Canberra. Hugs and handshakes were off limits, but for Dinesh Kumar, it's everything he'd been waiting for.
And we pledged it. We are waiting for this very long time because I was working for I'm working for a department, so I need this citizenship for my work. So I was so happy.
Small in-person ceremonies resumed in some states and territories last month, with 1,300 getting their certificates in person. Jeff Ferns from the Home Affairs Department says the large majority get theirs online.
You know, through COVID-19, we've had to adapt and change, where we've moved a lot of our ceremonies to online. So we're now starting to dip our toe back into the water of in-person ceremonies.
Over 204,000 new citizens have taken the oath in the last financial year, 45,000 online, reducing the backlog of approved candidates waiting to finalise the process by more than 40% since the start of the year. Acting Immigration Minister Alan Tudge says the government is working to reduce the backlog further.
At the start of the year, there were 85,000 people who were waiting to become a citizen. That figure's down to 50,000, and by the end of the year it will be down to zero, and we'll just be dealing with the ongoing applicants as they come through.
The 2019-2020 figure is the biggest increase of new citizens on record, 60% more than the previous year and more than double the 2018 figure. The top three countries of origin are India at more than 38,000, the UK at over 25,000, and China at just below 15,000. But while the backlog in approved applicants is being cleared, a further 140,000 people have an application pending. Citizens' tests and interviews have resumed in small numbers across some states and territories, including New South Wales and Western Australia. But for applicants in Victoria, the wait will continue. Amal Jani came to Australia with his family in 2014.
Because we want to really live here and we want to be part of this country. We want to feel that we belong here.
They applied for citizenship in Melbourne just before the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Jani says he hasn't had any word of when he might be able to take the citizenship test or interview, which must be done in person, but he says he's prepared to wait as long as it takes.
It does feel a bit heartbreaking and disappointing, but look, it is what it is. We still feel we are part of this and we are all in it together. So, yeah, we'll just hope for the best.
But some say the backlog is putting applicants in a difficult position. Abhijit Sen applied for citizenship last February. He says some people have lost their jobs and are feeling uncertain about the future.
People does lots of planning and things for their stay here. And once in uncertain times, it keeps on changing and they might have to end up going back to their home country.
Mr. Tudge says the government is working to speed up the process, but it must adhere to safety advice.
We're certainly keen to get the citizenship tests and those interviews back on track as quickly as possible, but obviously we have to do that in a safe way.
The current wait time for citizenship by conferral is 29 months. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.